All right. Hey, everybody. Right. Welcome back to another episode of Allegedly Me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
And today we have one of the sweetest girls that I know in this business. Mm-hmm. And I know that for sure because the reason I know her is she comes and volunteers with me. So she actually does like good work with children. Miss Madeline Zima.
Aww. Oh, thank you, Matt.
Well, who you so may nice. Recognize, probably won't recognize now, but you may know from The Nanny. Mm-hmm.
Or Californication, which is actually where I recognize her from.
Yes.
Thank you.
And many other things. Most recently, I don't know if it's most recently, you might have done something else, but Twin Peaks, the revival of Twin Peaks, which we'll get into, which that show fucks me up. I mean, it's so weird. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, and I'm very curious to know what it was like working on something like
that. I've heard the craziest stuff. I've heard it's amazing. I've heard it's a commercial. I've heard everything. I've heard it's like another universe. I've heard it's like going to space.
It's bizarre. It actually gave me anxiety. It gives me anxiety watching it, like, because it's so weird.
That makes two of us.
Like, okay, so I'm not alone.
Yeah, but mostly because I was just worried about, like, how my work was going to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, your work was great.
I was mostly like, oh, shit. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't want to make an ass of myself.
I guess that's a lot of pressure going into a show like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure to be a human being. And anything on top of that is hard as well.
Fair enough.
You know?
That's exactly how I feel.
No, but seriously, you're going into something that is like... obviously very well known, and not only that, but you're in the very beginning. You're like in the kickoff.
Which I didn't know. I went to the premiere thinking like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna see all these other people and like expecting to see Naomi Watts and then I was shocked to see myself on screen. Wow. I was shocked.
You didn't know how could you not know?
Because I didn't know shit. Like nothing was told to me.
Oh, about the whole project.
Yeah.
It was kept under wraps?
100%. Yeah. It was like being a clandestine agent and then like giving you a secret assignment and then you're like, choose to accept the mission or not. And like, I wasn't even allowed to consult my sisters who I consult on absolutely everything.
What are you talking about? How would they know?
Literally, I didn't like, because they know. And I'm probably not even allowed to talk about it right now. I might have somebody come after me and say, oh, you know, threaten to sue me or something crazy.
Wow.
I don't think
so. Yeah, it's madness.
We know people who get sued and you're good for now.
For now.
And working with Mr. Lynch, who is by far, he is a genius,
David
but he's one of the weirdest. I mean, based on his work, but also I've like heard his like musical like stylings, which is very bizarre and also gives me anxiety. His work gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I think maybe that's on purpose. Maybe he's done some level of transcendental meditation on himself, so he only produces anxiety in others and never himself.
Ooh. Is he a pretty like calm like dude?
Yeah.
He's not, is he weird?
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, he's got
it. I mean, but I feel like that's weird is wonderful. You know, I don't know what weird means, just like I don't know what normal means. You know what I mean? Like, normal doesn't fucking mean anything.
Right. But he's not like eating his fingers or anything like that. Wild,
no,
right?
You can look at him and get a lot from just the vibe of him, which is that his hair is amazing. He's very classy and like eloquent and like he loves to smoke and he smokes wherever the fuck he wants. And he's just kind of like king in the castle, like most directors. Yeah. They're kind of like king in the castle because they have like, that's their kingdom and they fucking run the shit.
Yeah.
So you were you nervous?
Not as nervous as I could have been, which is good because I purposely, no, everyone will be mad or whatever, but I don't care. But I purposely didn't watch the show. Like I watched one sequence from the original, which was the sequence with the little person that was backwards and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
which
man,
gives me anxiety.
To me, that is just so eloquently done and so such a it felt like a dream that I've had, you know, or a nightmare or something. Right. But I was like, oh man, this is something I totally like. I admire the level of skill and vision that comes with pulling something like that off. So, I admired him, but without being like a fangirl. Cause like back in the day, like I was a big fan of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I remember I went into audition one time and I totally laid an egg in that room because like I was too nervous, you know? And you're too much of a fan of someone, you're just gonna like make an idiot.
That's like Michael Landon. I have dreams, right? Where I'll see Michael Landon in my dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
Wait, what are you doing with Michael Landon in these dreams? What are these dreams?
We're usually working outdoors.
And chopping wood?
Huh?
Chopping wood?
No, it seems to be more like farming.
Have you ever
stuff.
Had a sexual dream about Michael Landon? Be honest.
Yeah, I'm easily being honest.
Are you sure?
Don't try to bait me with the be honest thing.
Are you sure? I mean, I know he's just like such a strong like presence in your life as someone you look up to. I just imagine like maybe lines get crossed or like switches, and maybe you had a sexual dream about him every now and then.
No way, dude. Are you trying to cross-examine me right now? I think feel like this is how they, this is entrapment, how they trap some people in the first 48 and assign in like a bad deal.
You know what? Whatever answer you're going to give, I'm not going to believe you anyway.
No, I've had dreams where I approach him and I'm too afraid to talk to him.
Oh, wow. See, you rejected yourself in your own dreams. Wow. That happens to me all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, I'm full of rejection. Even my subconscious will reject me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that's normal though, like being an artist, like doing, going up, putting yourself out there all the time and fucking it up sometimes. It's natural to have that stuck in there somewhere.
Are you mentally fatigued, man?
Sometimes.
Are you distracted?
A lot of the time.
Are you tired of blinking? I mean, blanking?
Shooting blanks?
Yeah, no, well, maybe.
That's been part of my problem for a little while now.
I think just shooting brain blanks, man.
Oh, why? What do you have something that can help me?
You know I got something for you, dirty animal. I do, actually. It's Focus Factor. It's the only double-blind, placebo-controlled, clinically proven brain health supplement on the market. The only one.
Oh, and this is, I've heard about this. It's designed to improve your memory, like your concentration and your focus, I would assume, because it's called Focus Factor.
Yeah, and the thing is, we don't even realize, like, those are the things that we've lost, like with technology in these days and us being so addicted to our phones and so much going on, our brains are overwhelmed.
And you need to focus.
You got
to
change that oil in that sucker.
And so this is perfect for work, for school, for home. We got sent bottles, and I've tried a couple of them, and it's actually, I notice a difference.
Oh, I can feel you when you look at me now. I can feel your eyeballs on my skin.
That's
dude.
Just like my predatory nature.
Yeah, you are. You pervert.
Focus Factor contains a powerful combination of neuronutrients,
yep,
vitamins, minerals that even replace your daily multivitamin.
Yeah, I love minerals, dude. And it's not just for adults. They have it for children, too. So that's how safe this product is. They have Focus Factor Kids Extra Strength, and that helps to support healthy brain function in children. Have you seen children? Yeah, their brains aren't doing well.
They need some help, whatever help they can get.
Time to up the ante on these
little
fellas.
So they can get these chewable Berry Blast flavored mm-hmm. Focus Factor.
Yeah, dude. And Berry Blast, that's not a guy that Matt met on the internet in one of his pastimes.
My God.
That's an actual flavor that they have. Yeah, and the chewable ones, even if you're an adult, if you just want to hit the chewables, man, it's a little odd. But
no judgment.
Yeah,
no judgment.
You can do it.
So you want to give America's number one brain health supplement, it's number one, a try, and feed your Einstein.
That's right. And now, for listeners of our Allegedly podcast, Focus Factor is offering a special discount code. Visit focusfactor.com and use the discount code Allegedly to receive 10% off your order today.
That's Allegedly at www.focusfactor.com, and you'll receive 10% off.
Yep, get your 10% off, get your brain right, and come back and listen to Allegedly.
And even if you improve your brain 10%, some of us...
That's a lot for me.
Some of us could really benefit from that.
Oh, if I improve mine 10%, I would think I'd have about 15%. I don't know. Can I get a pen?
So get your Focus Factor today.
I need to get it out. That EMDR, ERDM. Have you ever tried that? EMDR.
No, what is that?
It's like this new therapy where like you look, it's like.
Oh, is it like brain rewiring or something like that?
This one, it's like you look through this piece of paper, right? It's going to sound crazy. But then it's like you like keep looking this way and this way. And there's like somebody monitoring you as you do it.
Shit.
And it's supposed to eliminate old like hang-ups and stuff and get
really?
Them out of you.
How much
and I've
is
heard
that?
It's extremely
I got to do
effective.
This.
Wow.
150 bones.
150 bucks. I'll hold a piece of paper in front of you for 75 bucks.
Yeah.
And just tell you to go back and forth. By the way, we didn't even explain to Madeline.
Oh.
We just jumped into it.
Oh, what the podcast
the
is all about.
The nature of the
yeah,
podcast,
yeah, I don't really
too.
Understand. I don't know.
So it's basically we interview people, but...
I like Madeline's voice, so I like your voice.
Thank you. Like yours too, Theo.
Thank you.
And sweaty balls.
My voice is not selling sweaty balls. I was selling dry
sweaty
balls.
Sorry.
So we also compete to win the episode.
Yeah.
So I see.
It is your job.
I think
job,
I picked up on that already.
It is your job to award points.
Oh, really?
Yes. We had James Vanderbeek in here before then, and obviously... We didn't rack up many points in that
okay,
one.
Okay, very good.
But you
so
can,
I am the judge?
You are the judge.
I like
so
being
you
the
can
judge.
Award
the
points judge. At will, and it can be whatever
okay,
amount.
Okay, I'm going to say right now, everybody gets 1 point.
Oh, we're starting off with 1 point.
Yeah, yeah, you guys each get a point.
Well, Theo did
this
say that.
Because you showed up.
This is like Sweden.
And Sweden?
Yeah.
Like Jody Sweden?
No, like Sweden the country.
Sweden.
They don't even understand these old references I'm using.
Jody Sweden. I love that. So, by the way, I love that Twin Peaks revived or brought new meaning to What's in the Box. What's in the box? You know, it's a line from Seven, but obviously, what's
also
in the box?
That's like J.J. Abrams' TED Talk is the mystery box. He talks all about, like, it's more important the question of what's in the box than what you actually have in there.
Interesting.
Have you seen that TED Talk?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God, it's a good one. I love TED Talks. Whenever I feel, like, worn out from watching stuff on the news and, like, I can't find funny things to watch or whatever, although I found a really funny video last night, I watch TED Talks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this TED guy is?
Kidding. It's
Ted
Theodore
Logan. Minus one point for
Ted,
you.
Boom. Ted C. McGinley.
Technology education.
I do know that you, and it's, as someone who knows you, like, and have gotten to spend time with you, to see you nude on film is bizarre.
Speaking of Twin
it's
Peaks,
it's not the first time. Yeah, hey.
I know it's not the first time. It's the first time I've seen you nude on film.
You saw it?
Very good.
She's in Twin Peaks. She's naked.
I saw that.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it. I don't. When there's a naked girl, I don't look away.
Okay,
just
because
I'm
know.
Gay. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not accusing you of looking away. I don't know how you behave. You think I'm watching you watch tits and breasts and people's parts and stuff?
I don't know.
No.
Weird.
Me weird.
I was. Yeah, you made it weird.
Accusing me of.
Well, I don't have dreams about Michael Landon sexually. So
it's not sexual. He won't even talk to me. I won't even talk to him.
He's plowing your farm or whatever.
Whatever.
You said.
It's tomatoes.
It's Michael Landon from Little House,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just checking. Yeah. That's what I had in my mind. Just checking.
Yeah.
I think it's because you actually, your father was very older, you know, when you were born. So you were looking for maybe a father figure and you look at him in a father figure sort of way.
That could be.
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, that's
perhaps.
Nice. Yeah. That's nice.
And an occasional wet dream.
See? Every time you can't not throw in a wet dream.
So, okay, we're going back to
the nudity? What do you want to know?
I want to know.
I saw the nudity. I was a fan of it, and I've seen other nudity that I didn't like.
Thank you. Well, that's fair.
How is it for you to watch? And secondly,
it's so uncomfortable.
Is it?
It's uncomfortable to film. It's uncomfortable to watch. I don't know how I do it. I don't know how I get these jobs. None of it makes any sense to me. It's a complete fucking mystery.
Really?
Yes. I don't think I'm particularly, like, the most attractive, sexy person out there. I find myself to be quite awkward. And, like, I'm comfortable with my awkwardness, but, like, I don't consider myself, like, some kind of person who's... Like, I'm not, like, a Jessica Biel where it's like, yeah, everybody wants to pay to see that naked. But, like, I don't know.
Interesting.
So,
and also, when you do it, it's certainly not portrayed in an awkward way. It's certainly portrayed in a sexy, like...
It's confusing. I just don't understand.
I think you see more... I think what I enjoyed about it was that it seemed more realistic nudity. Like, you know, you get like this prefab kind of nudity that I just feel like is so overwrought and overdone.
Yeah.
And then to see a girl that was attractive, but also seemed like very real and realistic. And the acting was like, it wasn't really about it didn't seem as much about the sexuality as it still seemed.
About the connection and like,
the connection.
And like the curiosity about finding out about a person, I think.
Yeah. And you just seem like, I don't know. It didn't seem like they were trying to sell. It just seemed more real. And that's what I found that enjoyable about it, kind of.
It's kind of like when, you know, like you have family from other parts of the country or whatever. And they probably say to you like, oh, you know, you're out there in Hollywood. Why don't you just tell J.J. Abrams like to be in that Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like not like that. Although people like think there's some kind of like, you know, grand scheme going on. It really isn't like that. Things have just found their way to me and I don't know how.
Yeah.
So like 5 or 6 people said no and I said yes. Who knows?
Yeah.
I never like, I don't self-aggrandize about it because I know what the process is now. So
right.
It's like, I'm not like, I don't know. So I somehow got on the show. It was like amazing to work with David Lynch for 2 days. Like just to be able to say that is kind of like an accomplishment.
And that
in
guy
itself.
You were with was cute.
Oh yeah. Ben Rosenfield.
Yeah, something like that.
He's lovely and he's so talented. He was on a girlfriend.
Oh,
he
damn.
Was he was on Boardwalk Empire and this great movie with Anne Hathaway. I can't remember the name of it. But it was like about singing and he sang in it. He's
Matt
almost vomited in Anne Hathaway's crotch one night on a blind date.
What?
Matt did almost vomited in Anne Hathaway's crotch.
I did go
Hathaway's
on a blind date with her.
A blind date.
With who?
With Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
Back when I was
I didn't see it either.
Way in the closet.
Did you go to school with her or something?
No.
We're talking way in the closet with like the snowboard and stuff, like the stuff that's in the corner, you know? We're talking in
the
there.
The gun in the box in the closet.
Yeah. Like the old Christmas ornaments, like the ones you don't
use
anymore.
You get a point for that. Thank gun you. In the box.
Anything.
Yeah, we did.
The
we
gun went, in the box in the back is good. You know, and it's timely.
See? Yes,
yeah.
I painted the picture very well.
Timely because what, but there was a shooting?
You guys are still, just so you know, equal. One and one.
What did I get my negative? Oh, for Ted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking Ted's. Yeah. So it's not fun for you to film.
No. I have
is
to go to.
Is it not fun though?
I mean, okay. So I've done like a lot of love scenes, and mm-hmm. I've done nudity a few times as well. And I would say the nudity, because there's like five people in the room, even when it's a closed set, is uncomfortable no matter what. There have been love scenes that I've enjoyed it. And then there have been love scenes where literally I don't talk to the other person in between takes. It's so fucking uncomfortable. And you just feel like this, like lack of, that's the worst, is when there's like such a lack of connection and like camaraderie that you literally feel like you're alone in the world and that you have to like bounce up and down on a person and
on
you're
a
just
hacker
like,
there's
absolutely nothing happening. Yeah. And that's the worst.
On the opposite, have you ever gotten lost in doing a scene that you enjoyed it so much?
I played the fifth.
What is the fifth?
What is the fifth?
The fizzith. Yeah. You might know it from the Dave Chappelle sketch.
Okay, the fizzith.
There you go. And, okay.
But I saw you on a David Duchovny cock. And that seemed exciting, I would say. I mean, I'm heterosexual for now. I might go gay when I'm in my 70s or 80s. But right. I felt like that seemed like adventurous and exciting.
I mean, that was my first nude scene.
Yeah.
And so I was probably at my most awkward with that one. So I can't. He was very lovely about it, and he was very kind and supportive without being inappropriate. But I would not say it was like, fucking, hey.
Party time?
You know, party time. He's an attractive dude, but like, I've definitely, it was my first. I was uncomfortable, you know.
Do you feel like not only do you have to like impress the shoot, but is this thing where you have to impress David Duchovny as well?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. I was just, you know, you just kind of think of like a million things in your head and like, you're lucky if you're present for 1 second.
Right.
Like I was thinking about like keeping my back straight enough so I'm not hunched over. So like whatever, like not punching him in the face actually because he was the boss, you know, so you can't actually hurt the boss. I was just thinking about a million different things and not like about it being sexy at all. So.
Have you done love scenes where you said that there's ones that you enjoyed. Have there been ones that the partner has enjoyed it a little too much, figuratively
speaking?
No, I've never
aroused anybody.
No?
Yeah. I've never aroused anyone either.
Never in real life either. Which is why I'm so awkward. It only happens on screen.
Well, Theo, I may be aroused right now. So, points.
What? You can't give points to yourself.
I was giving my...
You don't even play this game right anymore.
So, Theo, you know I work out a lot, right?
Yeah.
What was that?
I mean, you look like you're still alive.
Wow. Ouch. Well, every time I work out, you know, I feel a little depleted and I get hungry afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying this new thing called the RX Bar. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it, actually, dude, because I got a box of them.
Oh, yeah. They're this very healthy, mm-hmm. Perfect for pre or post workout mm-hmm. snacks. And they are made up of these great ingredients and they talk for themselves. It's simply like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds with no BS.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, each bar, the ingredients are exactly what is there. That's it. So it's real food ingredients that taste real good. You can taste whatever it is, the cacao, the fruit, the spices.
You can taste that. Actually, my favorite is blueberry.
Oh, really?
I've been using...
What's blueberry?
What is that? Why do you seem so surprised? Blueberry is a delicious flavor.
Yeah.
And their blueberry one has... It tastes good. Mm-hmm. So I don't really feel like I'm, you know, just nutriessing my body, mm-hmm. if that's a word.
Okay, you actually enjoy them,
actually enjoy them. What do you like? What's your flavor?
My favorite one is coconut chocolate, you know, because sometimes I like more than one flavor in a flavor.
I feel like that's parallel for real life, too. You would like the
coconut
chocolate.
I like that coconut chocolate. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I like my women like I like my RX bars.
But there are 11 delicious flavor varieties. They're gluten-free, they're soy-free,
they're
dairy-free.
There's
no added sugar.
Zero added sugar.
No artificial colors.
No artificial colors.
Preservatives or fillers.
Nada.
and they use egg whites for protein.
Dates to bind and nuts for texture.
I think they're really good for if you're eating breakfast on the go, if you're going to work, if you need a snack, if you need to throw something in your bag for when you go on a drive or on the plane, if you're working out, if you're going on a hike or a bike ride, like it's a perfect kind of little snack to have.
Yeah, and they're not overwhelming, so you don't feel like that ton of extra calories, a ton of extra sugar. You don't feel all that extra BS. It's not coated in chocolate. It's just not a lot of BS, man. It gives you what you need. It's real stuff. It's going to be in you. It's going to be out of you, but they're healthy, you know?
Well, and we have a special offer for our Allegedly fans.
Mm-hmm.
You will get 25% off your first order if you go to rxbar.com/Theo and enter the promo code Theo at checkout.
That's it. For 25% off your first order with rxbar.com/Theo and enter promo code Theo at checkout. That's easy. Look, check them out.
Let us know what you think. Yeah.
Tell us which
one is your favorite one.
Tell us which one you think.
Are you team blueberry or are you team coconut chocolate?
They got a lot of romantic flavors too out there, man.
flavors.
Oh, they got peanut butter chocolate, blueberry. I mean, they got mango, pineapple, chocolate, sea salt. If you want to be a wild boy, you know.
Well, they have sweet and savory.
Peanut butter, mixed berry, everything.
There's chocolate. There's fruit flavors.
They're fancy.
There's probably an RX bar that's going to work for you.
Oh, they're beautiful. So get your mouth open. Get your fingers on the internet. Go to rxbar.com/Theo and enter promo code Theo at checkout.
All right. Back to the show.
Is it also weird being the little girl from The Nanny that...
Yeah, super weird. It's weirdest when people come up to me and they go, you look exactly the same. And I'm like, that is so fucking weird because I've been nude a bunch and then that's just, you know, pedophilia.
Yeah. So what do you say to them?
I just go, I smile and nod. Honestly, like I was saying earlier, I watched other shows when The Nanny was on. I watched Fresh Prince. I watched Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, you said on the way in, we ran past James Vanderbeek and as we got in here.
Why is that? Because you just found them more interesting? Or you were over it because you acted in the...
I don't know. Like, it wasn't...
Wasn't your bag.
I don't think it was my demographic. I think it was a different demographic.
What 9-year-old's going to be watching The Nanny, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they did. A lot of ones did.
I'm sure.
But I just wasn't... I wasn't that into it.
Yeah. Do you still talk to Fran?
No. In fact, no. She doesn't... We don't follow each other.
She tried to bang Jamie Kennedy one night.
Yeah, he came and told a great story about how she tried to bang him.
She tried to entrap him to get an EP credit on the show.
Really?
Yeah,
she's an amazing woman. She's done it for herself and she carved a path where there wasn't one back in the day, and I respect her for that. But we aren't like buddies or anything like that, I would say. That's fair to say.
Is there bad blood?
No. I just would say we're not buddies.
Can you do a good Fran imitation?
Not really.
Oh, not Peter. Really. No, that's...
Is that one?
That's the Family Guy imitation. That's Lois. She was like...
Yeah, they're similar. They're like, similar. Why do all the female wives or like women have this like nasal, annoying like voice?
What do you mean like... Bundy?
Yeah, like Peg Bundy. No, like...
Yeah. Or oh, watching.
Yeah, they all were like this, like, heinous, like, I don't know, super aggressive sounding woman.
But men had Fat Albert. We had that guy, you know.
That's true.
What do you, what did Madeline do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I went...
And thank you for... putting it in back into first person.
Oh.
What did Madeline do this week? Had you responded with Madeline went to, I would have been a little weirded out.
I would be weirded out by that too. I don't really like when people do that. I went to the wrap party of the movie I just finished.
Which is?
Called The Chain with the lovely John Patrick Amadori and Ray Weiss. And Adrienne Barbeau.
Who was in my second film.
Really? She's amazing.
She's really cool.
She's going to do the voiceover on the short film that I just wrote and directed.
Oh, wow. Barbeau was in The Fog, a movie back in the day. Yeah. She was like a horror girl.
Yeah.
She was also married to John Carpenter,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she was.
Wow. So she was in, and she was in my Lifetime movie that I did, and she was super sweet.
She's so great, and she's so talented.
And this is a horror film?
It's like a psychological thriller. And then Jamie Clayton, who is on Sense8, and she's an amazing trans actress, and she was lovely. Ooh. So it's like a super cool cast, and like I can't wait to see what it turns out like. So.
Okay, so you went to the wrap party.
I went to the wrap party.
And what did that entail?
Was it? Yeah, what's it like at a wrap party? Just for our listeners, like, what's that like? You go to that.
So, yeah, like, I mean, I think it was me and one other actor showed up. There were no other actors there. But Adrian, to be fair, she said she was going to come, but she was close with George Romero. And so
that's right.
She was grieving and needed to be at home. And Ray Wise was probably super busy or whatever. But I just love Ray Wise. This is my like third time technically working with him. And I just like loved him so much.
He's cool.
Just like hanging out, giving hugs to everyone, congratulating them on like a job well done. It's really hard to get anything made. It's really hard to have like a positive experience and to enjoy the people that you're working with. And so, you know, just like sharing that good cheer and that like sense of camaraderie and support with each other.
Do you drink?
I don't really drink. I'm not sober. I'm not in AA or anything like that. I just don't. I'm blessed because I don't really like the taste of alcohol, and I don't smoke weed anymore. I don't do anything bad. I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm like so boring.
Anymore? You were a cigarette smoker?
Yeah. I had my first cigarette when I was 11.
No. Wow.
Trying to be rebellious.
Now I
smoked a friend's mom's like Benson and Hedges or some shitty
was
thing.
Was this like
that.
When you were on the show, on The Nanny?
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah,
that would give me an erection, I think, watching like an attractive 11-year-old smoke a cigarette.
Stop it. That's not even funny.
That's totally
please,
wrong.
Please take away points for that.
Yeah.
Not in here. I mean, like in the ends of my mouth, a smile. I meant two erections at the end.
Erection.
Yeah, you did.
In my face.
And Michael Landon's whack it off behind.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I got
you. We're growing tomatoes. What is your problem
it's
with
getting
Michael?
Twisted.
When did you smoke pot?
Jesus.
I smoked pot for the first time. Actually, you know, I did this show called The Nightmare Room, which was based on the R.L. Stine books.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And I was did two episodes of the show. And the night before, I had smoked pot with a couple castmates at my place in Valencia. And the next day, I remember some of the crew members going like, why are all these kids so slow? And I was like, I felt like I was in an airplane by myself. And I was just like... It was like, and like nothing was going in or coming
the
out of that
room?
Brain. It was bad. And so like, I would not say I was proud of my work, but you know, like
I was to watch that four kids getting
oh my
scared,
God,
but they can't even get
this.
Scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we find this on YouTube?
I'm sure you can.
Wow,
yeah. I'm sure you can.
Amazing.
But then, yeah. So then I smoked weed for a long time, and I was grateful again, like that weed, I think weed saved me from the other drugs.
Yeah.
And like, I think
interesting.
Yeah. No, seriously. Because I never did any hard. I never did any hard drugs, but I was around other people doing hard drugs. Mm-hmm. Like
when you grow up in this industry, you're around.
And
it.
I didn't realize what they were doing. You know, I just thought all these people were like, you know, smoking some kind of really strong weed that made them all go to sleep right away. And then I realized later, oh, that was heroin, and I had no idea. And like, luckily, like somehow I was spared from some of these like more. Like heinous trappings of growing
completely.
Up in
it's
LA.
Sparrowin, actually, you get spared from it.
Yeah, Sparrowin.
I've never heard anyone say weed saved me from the other drugs. That's profound.
I think it's true. Especially, I grew up in Valencia. There is nothing to do there. There's no like fun things for kids to do, and so really, like the drug problem up there
oranges,
is crazy, huh?
Oranges, right? Valencia.
That's true. Yeah. Although they produce.
Not gonna hang around. Just play with some oranges.
I like oranges.
Go out to the fields.
Hey, you want to toss around?
You really do have a Michael Landon thing. You need to be on a farm somewhere or something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But without any
you're
smoking
to
11-year-olds, keep them off the farm.
And I want to have that stricken from the record too, Your Honor. I meant that it would bring me joy to see a young lady smoking in a cigarette. It seemed like very Russian.
Yeah. Oh, you just meant in the like the aura, the atmosphere of it. You just were romanticized by the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like
thing.
Eastern Europe.
The
oh, look, there's a child smoking.
Still not okay. Still not okay. Hey, Theo, you know what?
What?
It's a new month.
Dude,
so
I know.
So that means new Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.
And August's Loot Crate theme is...
It is...
Kingdom.
It is?
Yeah, Kingdom.
I just got mine yesterday. I didn't open it yet.
Oh, I didn't get mine.
You didn't?
In this August Loot Crate, you'll find items from Legend of Zelda...
Ooh.
Adventure Time and... The Lord of the Rings.
So it's probably going to be a good one. Legend of Zelda, I remember from growing up, and then they've redone it over the years, and then I think it just came out with a brand new one.
Yeah.
Adventure Time, I'm not even familiar with, so I guess I'll learn about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But The Lord of the Rings, everybody knows about.
Are you a Lord of the Rings nerd?
I'm not a nerd, but I definitely, you know, I like my Lord.
And I like my rings. Yeah.
It's the best surprise that you know is coming. Loot Crate offers an epic range of like pop culture items and nostalgia items for less than $20 a month.
There are monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics and your favorite franchises if you go to Lootware.
Yeah.
So you get some clothes too.
Yep, Lootware. And if you want to geek out your pet, you can try Loot Pets. So imagine just having like a fun surprise box that comes every month. It's going to have great things in it for you or for someone you care about.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have like a kid or a family member or a friend, anyone who like, you just want to kind of treat them to something neat every month.
Yeah.
They love nostalgia. Pick the nostalgia that's in their realm. Lootware, Loot Crate, Loot Pets.
I mean, and it's not over the top. It's easy. It's for items less than like $20.
Yeah.
And it is a great thing to get each month. So be the envy of your friends and get 100% exclusive. It's completely exclusive. Crates at lootcrate.com/allegedly. Mm-hmm. Enter the code Theo.
Yep.
When are we going to change that?
Ooh,
enter like the code Theo to save 10% on any new subscription.
Yep, that's it. Lootcrate.com/allegedly. Enter the code Theo, T-H-E-O. August Loot Crate theme is Kingdom.
And this offer expires August 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific time. So you have to get in if you want the Kingdom Loot Crate.
Yep, get your Loot Crate now. It's every month that's different. It's a great surprise. I promise you. Try it out for a month. See what you feel.
Yes. That's lootcrate.com/allegedly. Code Theo. Mm.
Like, I don't know. I've just always been an old soul. And so I've always been able to see through the bullshit of the ego part of the industry. It just doesn't impress me. I've been to like, you know, fancy places. I've dated fancy people. None of it. I just don't care. You know, if you're not like a true blue good person and you can't like live with yourself at the end of the day, no amount of money or whatever can wash away asshole. Mm. And like, you got to live with yourself. You know what I mean? So I just don't play this game in the same way. And I just never have.
I'm just having this image of like a 6-year-old kid, like calling out an adult on the ridiculous, like, ego. That would be one of my favorite things to ever see.
Well, I would do it in my head all the time, but I never said it out loud. But I also saw things, like, because I was, like, little and small, like, people did shit in front of me. I saw everything that was going on the show. So I knew all. I was, like, little omnipotent, you know, sprite. Wow,
you were like Harriet the Spy.
I was like Harriet the Spy.
Harriet Tubman?
No. Yes.
No.
Harriet Tubman Spy.
Ooh. Do you still make
point
money?
Point for me.
Yeah. No. Do you still make money off of it?
Off the nanny? Not really. Negligible amounts. Mm. Yeah, like every once in a while, I'll get a check for like 1 cent. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to remind you that you're on it, you're just not getting paid.
Just to remind me that like other people are making a lot of money off the show still.
Did you get education-wise, because we had Josh Peck in here not too long ago.
Oh, cool.
And he was on Drake and Josh, and he was talking about how they would like told him he needed to get like the education, but it's okay if it's not, whatever, like just go to this apartment in the Valley and take like a GRE test and you have your thing.
Oh, GED test.
Or whatever.
So everybody did the Denison test. But so two things. So first on the nanny, I had 3 or 4 tutors. Oh. I was very well educated because I had a specialized education of like one-on-one kind of a, and I was taking like, I was taking algebra, geometry, Latin, and like all the shit at the same time. Like I was really getting a very good education because the nanny was paying for it, which was amazing. But when it came time to like wanting to get emancipated so that I could work adult hours or whatever, you go to the Valley and there is this guy who would give you all the answers to the test if you failed it.
Wow.
And so
it really
you would
exist.
get like a fake I got a real GED later. When I was like 15, because I just didn't want to be in school anymore, and I just knew what I wanted to do. I was already trying to write and everything like that. But so after the Denison fake one, I got like a real proper real one had to go to like, I don't think it was Ojai to a testing facility to get like the real test.
So a lot of loopholes out there.
Yeah, of course. But like, I feel like there's less so now. Like, I think there are things you could get away with in the 90s that like, they just don't exist anymore.
They don't exist. Yeah.
They don't exist
anymore.
Like
there was a man in a cave and you go get the answers from him. Yeah, they don't have that anymore.
Yeah, no.
I have this question. So David Duchovny,
or Duke, his name every
Duchovny.
Okay.
He was married to Tia Leone.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever meet Tia Leone?
I did one time. Yeah, yeah. I met her at a rap party. And
tell me about that. Walk me through some of that.
Okay.
She's the Michael Landon.
Oh, okay.
And,
Family Man.
Because he loves this movie, Family Man.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Wait. Isn't that with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a long time ago.
It's good. If you ever want to just sit somewhere and watch the ending together, I'll do that. It's really, really good. It's like my favorite 7 minutes.
It was that David Byrne song, right? This Must Be the Place. Didn't they use that? Or like, no, This Is Not My Beautiful House. Yeah, it's Not My Beautiful Life. Yeah, they used that for the trailer.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I remember the movie vaguely, but I definitely saw it.
You should see it.
So Taya Leone is just love. Like, I remember her from, what was the Naked Eye or something like
Naked
that?
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun? No. No. The show she was on.
The TV show where she was like a scoop reporter. She was
a reporter. So I was a fan of her from childhood from that. And I never saw The X-Files. I was just like, that show was too scary. I couldn't even hang
with
it.
She was on that? Oh, David Duchovny was. Yes.
David Duchovny was on that. Taya Leone was on this other show
Dutch
that I really...
My bad.
Yeah. Dutch of Knee.
Dutch of a Knee.
Yes.
Okay, no?
No.
He's the Duchess of the Knee.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, so yeah, I met her at a rap party and I was like, hey, it's really nice to meet you. And she's like, we've met before. And I was like, no. But this has happened to me before where people, even other famous people, think they've met me before. And I'm like, I promise, Taya Leone, I would remember you if we'd met before.
Do you ever play along?
No, because I'm too sincere. I'm too sincere to do that.
Yeah.
And actually, it happened. I hate to say it, but okay, I'm going to do it. Whatever. It happened with Leonardo DiCaprio as well, where like he was like, we've met before. And I was like, no, we haven't. He's like, yes, we have. And I was like, no, Leonardo DiCaprio, I would know if I had met you before because like you're that person.
Wow.
So, do you think he was trying to hit on you and that's just a line? I mean,
I think that it was like when people probably recognized you for like from all different things and they thought they went to school with you or whatever. It's like that. Like it's a trick of the mind. So he just thought like, he's like,
especially
I must have seen you in something.
Who meets people like crazy all the time. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. Well, speaking of, are you single?
I'm not single.
I read it. She did an interview and she said the worst egotistical men to date, number two on that list is a comedian.
Really? Yeah. Have you dated a lot of comedians or no?
No, but I did really fall for a comedian one time. I liked him a lot and he totally hurt me. He totally big timed
me. So he turned you off of comedians forever.
He kind of did. But before that, there was
bring her back,
you know,
Theo.
Was he a good comedian?
Yeah, he's very talented. Okay. You probably know him.
Yeah.
But anyway, I
texted
him.
Is he tall or not?
He's a little tall.
Does his name rhyme with Schmain Schmuck?
No. Dear God.
Okay.
No, not dear God. Sorry.
Does
he's a great
with
guy.
Schmerry Schmeinfeld?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
Jerry Seinfeld is like super
I'm
old.
I'm trying to think. Like, the lovers in our club, like D'Elia is always out. D'Elia runs around with a lot of women.
No, never mind.
Okay.
He's like the ladies man, you know, kind of a bar.
I don't think I've actually officially met him. But,
so funny.
He's off the list though.
He's not. Yeah, but he's not the one. He's not the one. So, I really liked this one comedian.
Wow.
And I think it was like we had hung out a few times. And anyway, I had texted him on Valentine's Day. Hey, happy Valentine's, like, you know, like I was like expecting something. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. And he wrote you too. And I showed it and period, you know, you too period. And, I showed it to all my friends. I was like, what does this mean? They're like,
short.
It's over. Aww. Whatever you did. What did you do? And I was like, nothing. Like, I don't know what happened. And then, so I was thinking like, fuck it. I'm already like, he's already done with me. Like, I'm going to make it worse. So
you went and heckled him at a show?
No. I would not. No. But I wrote, is it because you found out that I'm a transvestite? Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
And I was expecting like some kind of like a warm response just for going for something weird. And then he wrote back, I'm sorry, yes. And then nothing for the rest of my life.
Whoa.
And then I saw him like a couple years later and I got to kind of speak my piece a little bit, but it wasn't like mean or bitter or anything. I was just like, you hurt me. And like, that was shitty.
Wow.
Jeff Dye. What about Jeff Dye?
Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
So comedians completely written off.
And maybe it wasn't. Was he attractive or not? Because I'm starting with the most attractive comedians.
I think he's very attractive, but I don't have anybody in my life who I don't like. I don't have any friends even who I don't like have a talent crush on. I need to, you know, like the Conan O'Brien thing. I need to have a talent crush on the person. I have to think they're like dope in some way. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just starting. I mean, those are probably only two good looking comedians. Really.
I think he's very good looking. But more than anything, he made me laugh a lot. And I like watched him and I was like, oh, shit.
I had this happen to me.
I was on a date actually with somebody else when we went to see, my cousin was going up and then he came up and I was like, who is that?
Your cousin's a comedian?
Hmm?
Your cousin's a comedian?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
April Macy.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. April Macy. She's very funny.
Yes.
By the way, I had something like this happen. A guy I went on two dates with was going great. Didn't hear from him. It was his birthday. I said, happy birthday. He said, just thanks. That's all I got.
Fuck.
I'm like, what did I do? And then I went on Facebook last night and it's a picture of him with another guy.
No way.
And so I wrote on Facebook, if you saw it, I said, when you go out on a date with a guy, like him, don't hear from him, then see a picture of him with someone else. He texted me today. And he said,
shit.
Yeah, and it could have gone really bad, but he said, I know that was about me and I just want to apologize. I acted very immaturely. It's a guy that I met that developed into something more and I wish nothing but the best for you. And I was like, okay, that was at least the mature thing to do.
Yeah, totally.
I knew as I saw thanks exclamation point. That it was donezo.
It's really brutal. It's really brutal.
But now you're in a happy relationship.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
And is this a comedian or not?
No. He's number one on my list of not to date, actually.
This person that you're dating?
Wow. Mm-hmm. So John Mayer? John Mayer?
Ew. Oh, sorry. I don't mean ew.
Yeah.
Of course not.
What was number one? Actors?
No, number one is painters.
Painter? Oh, artists. It was artists.
Artists, yeah. Because,
you mean like contractors? So, like people?
Yeah, yeah.
Like house painters?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the guys you pick up at Home
Depot?
No, blue collar guys.
No. Those would be number one to date because they're hard workers and like you got to respect that. No. Actually, because I dated a painter before when I was younger and like they don't have to keep hours. They don't have to show up anywhere ever. Like at least comedians have to show up within a range of time, usually sloshed, but they show up, they have to. And like actors are professional enough, they have to show up and they have to at least fake a good personality. So they're number three. What is number four? Or they're
I
number.
Don't remember.
Oh, and then the last one, which everyone thinks is the worst, is actually musicians. I've dated a lot of musicians and they've all been extremely loyal and lovely. Mm. And like musicians kind of want a muse. They want somebody to write a song about.
I could see you being a great musician.
Yeah. So it's kind of like,
a lot of songs?
No, but
you're the girl behind a lot of songs?
No, but there was a dude out there who I had a lovely relationship with. He's a wonderful person. And he did write songs about me.
Was it Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton, that's funny.
I didn't think it was that. I didn't think it was that funny. And no, it's not Wayne Newton.
Okay.
Wayne Newton is a joke between me and my sisters. Like that when one of us farts, we go, whoa, was that Wayne Newton?
Breaking news.
That's hilarious, actually. That's
whoa, really funny. Who let Wayne Newton in here?
So what made you go against your number one rule?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sometimes it's a connection, but it's also like things just kind of happen. They evolve on their own. I wasn't necessarily expecting to be in a relationship, neither was he. It just sort of evolved on its own. And then you kind of just go, this is just going great. And I guess it was sort of free from this pressure of like, what is this going to be?
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't in that headspace and neither was he. And we were both kind of like not looking to be involved with anybody. Yeah. And I think that's somehow how it worked out.
Good for you.
Do you, and when it comes to like sensuality and stuff like that, are you into like wearing like a lot of wild costumes? Like as an actress, I feel like you might be into like more dressing up and making costumes, you know, somebody dressed up like a dragon or something.
You're just thinking of Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, just something seasonal, you know?
You know, I would like to probably explore that at some point. I guess, like, I just haven't had the time to go costume shopping.
What's funny, man? I'm trying to talk to her.
I haven't had the time to invest in that yet. You know, you barely get time to like get out the massage candles that you bought from 3 months ago that you have a plan for. You know, this is, yeah. So it just, I've been busy. Like I wrote and directed the short film and have been like, I have James Ehaz doing the music for it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm so excited. So
you're investing in this one.
Yeah. I put up my own money, you know, like I'm just, but I did it for cheap and everyone's just kind of doing it for free. And like,
you acting in it too?
No. My little sister Yvonne is it acting
really?
In it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, she's so great. Cool.
And my other sister like helped out and was like doing everything on set and also like doing script supervising and everything. So
cool.
Yeah. But I haven't had the time to put into sensual costumes yet.
Yeah.
I just love that.
But I think it's not a bad idea. I'm not ruling it out at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, do you have a specific in mind as your like number one go to that you think
like
you
a role
like
play?
Princess Leia or something?
No. No,
who is it?
I think probably
Princess Leia.
A lot
Princess
of Leia. Isn't don't.
But that's a cheap guess for her. I feel like.
Yeah, I know.
I'm also not into Star Wars.
Yeah,
I mean,
not either. It was just an example. You know,
use a guess that at least is going to impress her.
Okay.
It's definitely a guy thing. Like guys are into Princess Leia.
I'm not. Yeah.
I would like to. I was always into vampires. So yeah. So I think probably like Dracula and Victim
or Bram Stoker.
Good. Yes, like exactly, like Interview with the Vampires.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
But not Tom Cruise, you know, like Brad Pitt.
Ooh, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's so dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dark.
Except for this one, I've dated the guy who looks exactly the same every time, pretty
really?
Much. Yeah, and they're all musicians. So many, like, the same person.
Really? Like, the dark, troubled looker? Like
yeah, pretty
guy?
Much they all look like Edward Scissorhands. Like, yeah. And I literally can't
He's
help
one of
myself.
My favorite musicians.
I literally, like, I'm like, oh, God. Like, I can't watch that movie, you know what I mean? It's just too much for me. I have a little bit of a freak out.
It's a hot piece.
It's a real strong move.
That's a hot piece.
Any Danny Elfman music, I'm just like, oh God.
So Theo, you asked the question. So what do you do? Dress
yeah,
ups?
Do you have some
sensual
nice
sensual costumes?
Yeah, some nice sensual costumes.
Let me think. If I put on something, I'd probably do something a little bit more, you know, outlandish, maybe like a mountaineer or an Eskimo or something like that.
Why don't you just go full Michael Landau? Get the like the loose shirt and the suspenders,
yeah, that's true.
The braces and the high pants.
Go completely.
And get a sweaty, like you need a sweaty stain in the middle.
Yeah.
And get a horse soundtrack in the back. Get like get the sound of a barn burning in the distance.
And like yeah, 12 yeah. children around you, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids in that little
a
house.
A wagon, a creaky wagon yeah. rolling along.
By the way,
his wife was beautiful.
Eskimo.
I ran into Nellie Olson at the Starbucks out here off of Wilshire Boulevard.
Who's that?
Nellie
She's
Olson.
A little girl.
She's a little girl.
The
she was one
girl?
Of the blondes. She was a troublemaker.
Not Sarah Gilbert.
Willie's sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Willie's sister.
Yeah. I do like your Eskimo answer.
She had some beautiful blonde bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You watch that show?
I remember it. It was on like
Everybody
TV.
Remembers.
I feel like it was before my time.
But they reran not. It. Like, oh, yeah. It's like The Nanny. Like, they're still rerunning The Nanny. And little kids are still watching it.
Will you watch The Nanny if you see it on?
No, I never do.
Did you ever run into people that wanted to date you just because you're the girl in The Nanny? Like, you or
No, I mean, I don't think that's a turn on.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I definitely ran into people who wanted to date me because I was the girl on Californication.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could
kind of pick those out, but it's hard to tell. And like, yeah. you know, you just kind of go, oh, you like me? Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And then and you go home and there's Californication like DVDs all
yeah.
over the place.
Is it
and
hard to trust your instincts sometimes? Do you have
yeah.
a tough time with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trusting, I think the number one thing in life is learning how to trust yourself, but it's so hard to do.
Why do you think it's so hard to do?
Because we're conditioned to ask advice from everybody and they don't fucking know. And like, none of us know. We're yeah. all the blind leading the blind, but like, we're endlessly asking because we want someone else to validate what we already want to do.
Yeah.
But we are too scared to do it because it's so hard just to be honest with yourself about what you want. So you're just like terrified.
That's where I live right there.
Yeah, terror.
That's exactly where
had
I live.
Had Leonardo DiCaprio asked you out, would you have gone out with him?
Oh, he would never ask me
I
out.
Know,
I'm not his type.
Had he, would you have?
No, I wouldn't have.
Good answer.
No,
I like this
have.
Girl.
I'm like a fan of him, but I would never like date him.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's
but what is the oldest man that you've made love to, if you don't mind if I ask?
Oh my God. I mean, I don't even know. I haven't dated older men. Like I date like in a range of like roughly a few years older than myself and not
right.
much older. When I was younger, I dated one guy who was much older, but I don't know how much older he was. I'd have to look.
Yeah.
But he's not, I don't know, not that crazy. Not that old.
Yeah.
I like people around my age same
appropriate.
Age. Yeah, age appropriate is nice. Yeah.
And what do you like to do? You seem like very hippie-ish.
Yeah, yeah. So I like to meditate, do yoga. I went to a yoga class today. I like to walk my dog. I'm writing. I want to direct more. On the daily, like, I literally do yoga and meditate and like play my guitar a little bit.
Would you ever, Theo has had some meditation classes, but it's a different type of meditation.
What kind?
I've done orgasmic meditation over the years. If you've really heard of that. Yep. Like, but I also did TM for about 9 months though.
And did you like the TM?
Yeah, I liked it. I just, once I got away from it, it's hard to get back to.
So you just got a word, right? And you just say the word over and over again?
But I think the orgasmic is more interesting.
The orgasmic was you're traveling around, they got these groups, and you actually end up, you pleasure women, you put on gloves, and keep somebody pleasures the
put your
woman.
Hands down, please. And you're making me uncomfortable. Just put them on the table.
You don't have a vagina, dude. Yeah,
I know, but why I don't like to see your fingers move that way.
I have my hands like this in a safe position, dude.
There was some movement don't in the fingers, me. And it was just not doing well.
Don't shoot me.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Wow.
Well, no, it's actually better when you do it.
It's,
oh, no, not that one.
That's playing Atari. I don't know what that one is. That's thumb wrestling.
That's good practice.
There you go. Good
there
call.
There you go.
But yeah, orgasmic meditation is where a thing where you meet up with people and kind of pleasure them in like kind of a side bedroom or something with your hand, and you bring the woman to orgasm, and then there's no reciprocation. So women feel like they can achieve orgasm without feeling they have any responsibility of reciprocation. And then men feel like they just can learn the power to just feel comfortable pleasuring a woman and not getting anything in return.
This sounds like all my 20s, though. Like, I never felt like any kind of...
Who's the comedian now?
I never felt like any kind of reciprocal responsibility.
Yeah?
I was like, cool, I'm going to leave now.
Well?
Me and all my sisters are like, oh, we all learned that way.
We all learned that way.
Well, it's good to know that's out there.
But, but how does that bring you to a meditative state? And also, doesn't this kind of ruin some specialness of the sexuality as like an intimate thing?
No, because it's really not. It's not built,
sexual.
Yeah, the way they built it up isn't sexual. It's really like an organized.
This
kind
isn't
of meditation.
Sexual. Hey, it's no. not. Hey, it's not.
It's
sexual.
Not any press. Go
what
try he, it out.
From
go
what
try
he
it
described,
out you guys knock
don't
it.
Try it out.
From what he described, don't try it out,
oh,
bro.
No. From what he described as some of the participants. That doesn't
whatever.
Sound sexual at all.
This is Matt who pretends he's an Uber driver to meet young men outside of USC. Okay, which is very
true.
Much like Ted Bundy.
I actually have my Uber certificate. That's
very much
true.
Like
there's
Ted
nothing
Bundy.
Wrong with that. There's nothing,
not,
I have my
there's nothing wrong with that.
I have my Lyft certification, so I could go and drive around.
Wait, do you really?
I actually do.
Have you ever used it?
I only did one ride, but it was my sister, so I could be fully certified. But then I never did. I was going to just do it to make extra money, but then I kind of got scared that I would like get recognized or get some weirdo in the car.
That would be kind of strange, I guess.
So I was like, I didn't do it, but I kind of, but I'm totally have like, I have driver mode on my Lyft app.
Wow.
Wow. So, you
so
cut
I'm
it
not above it, man. Yeah. I'm not above it.
That's would funny. You?
Those 1 cent nanny checks.
Do you
times be tough.
Do you at some point hold a grudge? Like I think a lot of people would in some, or some semblance of a, it seems unfair that if there were actors in the show that they don't still get paid if the show's
airing.
Yeah,
that's kind of ridiculous.
You get paid nominal amounts, like fractions of fractions of fractions. Because again, like it's based on what your initial salary was. And I've said this before, but I wasn't making money like Angus T. Jones on Two and a Half Men. I was making 90s child money, which is like a fraction of a human. And that's what I was getting. A fraction of an adult human. So,
but does it almost feel like sweatshop money almost in a way?
No, I mean, I got paid. I got paid much more than like, you know, I mean, I was at one point
the
making more.
Child.
I was making more than my dad was making at one point. Yeah. And, you know, and I got to have that money when I grew up and like I bought a house and I bought a house at the wrong time in the housing market crash. And I learned a hard lesson.
I was going to say, are there things that you once you had money that you bought that you wish you didn't buy?
I wish I had never bought that house. Or if I had bought a house, I wish I bought it in LA and it would have gone up in value as opposed to going down in value.
Okay.
I wish, I just wish I had invested more wisely, but I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a surefire bet.
It usually is.
Yeah, normally
and you were
is.
Trying, yeah, I mean.
But I'm not bitter about anything, to be perfectly honest. Like I've gotten close on lots of big things and those are the things that would turn you bitter. Like I was like supposed to do like, what's that one movie? I was supposed to do The Parent Trap, the one that Lindsay Lohan got, ended up doing. And I wasn't able I wasn't let out of my contract on the nanny to do
really?
It.
Really?
And I that could have made me bitter, but it didn't. Like, I'm happy that I don't have the life that Lindsay Lohan has.
I was going to say long game.
And I'm happy for the person that I am. So, like, whatever, every single bad or good experience that I've had, for better or worse, has seasoned me in a way that I'm really happy with. Like, I'm happy with the person I turned out to be. I'm not a shitty person, and that's the main thing for me.
Are there any roles that you got really close to that you really wanted that you didn't
get? Gilmore Girls, I also got close on that.
Oh, I could see you on there.
I was too young, and I couldn't get emancipated in time to test for it, but I was, like, one of the main choices. And then they brought me back for, like, a guest starring role, and it was super, super awkward moment.
Yeah.
But not because, you know, I really love Alexis. I think she did an amazing job. It was awkward working. The whole situation
could have been exactly. Yeah.
I didn't care about that. But, like, anyway, it's a longer story I shouldn't bring up. But
would you, if they're doing so many reboots now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Roseanne's coming back and all this. Roseanne's on ABC and Full House.
If they didn't want to call the nanny, but now it was like the granny where Fran Drescher's a grandmother and you're like the...
They'd have to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
they'd have to pay me like I was getting making money all the along.
Yeah.
In order to go back. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's just not... I'm at this point in my life where, like, again, like, money doesn't wash away certain things. And if it's not creatively satisfying, it's not going to necessarily be worth it unless I have enough money afterwards to make my own projects. So then I could, like, if I was making some good chunk of change and I could, like, get my like an independent film off the ground with that money, that's what that would make it worthwhile to me. Otherwise, that as a direct means to an end is not worth it.
Yeah. So if the end justified the means.
I wonder, do you think The Nanny would translate now?
I mean, people still watch the show.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still popular all around the world. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's like a dated show, I think, now.
I mean, I guess if they're making Roseanne, I mean, I guess you just can change anything and make it a little more up to date and it'll read, maybe. All right. Well, do you have any more questions?
No, I think I'm at the end of my rope.
Where do we stand point-wise?
Let's see. I think, it's hard to keep track of this.
It is.
So you guys both went like one and one, and then you went -1, -1. And Matt, you win by like a scotch and you have one. And then Theo, I might have given you a point in my head for all of your like Michael Landau love, but I just didn't.
I didn't write it down.
Sorry, Landon.
And his birthday just passed recently.
Oh, Michael Landau.
Martin Landau
just died.
Yeah, Martin Landau's dead.
Yes. And so is Michael Landon.
Yeah, Michael Landon is allegedly dead.
Allegedly.
Okay, so as of right now, by a teens,
you won.
Well, we could still have a final round.
Oh, yeah, okay, final round.
We normally do a final round.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
It has to be a very small competition that Matt and I can both do audibly.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, Theo and I each have to do our Fran Drescher invitation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You want to go first?
I just don't have any clue what it sounds like.
Just go high and whiny.
Okay. All right.
That's good. You're starting out strong.
This is looking a little Stevie Wonder, too.
Leave me alone, Matt.
Was that it?
Oh, Madeline.
That in a car crash?
That was great.
Hopefully.
That was great.
Hopefully.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I had no idea what that was.
Dude, I think that was good.
Thank you very much. All right, I think it was
not near Jewy enough. That's for sure.
Well, don't be Jew dropping. Let's go, all right?
Because she was very, very like, like on The Nanny. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm not going to pay kids for working on my TV show. Not enough money.
What?
I want to be executive producer.
Dude, that sounds like that director that dated his daughter. Who is that guy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who dated his Asian daughter. He had an Asian...
Oh, Woody Allen.
Yeah, that sounds like Woody Allen.
No, Woody Allen's like a little more nervous.
You're right.
No, she's like, hi, Theo. Do you want to come over?
I don't know.
Or this is Theo's invitation of Fran Drescher. I think the winner is clear, but it's certainly subjective.
But Madeline liked that.
I actually really liked Theo. The thing is that like what you did, she sounds more like that.
Yes.
But you get the points for being actually accurate.
But you like his interpretation.
But I like the interpretation of just like just noises, just like kind of vague, like
it was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, like just frozen.
Also,
in
he
fear.
doesn't necessarily have the frame of reference. He doesn't like you know.
I think he does though.
I don't.
I think you do.
I don't.
I think she showed up in your Michael Landon Wet Dreams.
Didn't we meet her at a party one time?
One shoulder is Michael Landon, the other Fran Drescher. It's a nightmare. No, we didn't.
We didn't see her at that event, that Global Green event.
Yeah, you're right. We did. That's funny. We did.
I need a salad.
And if I recall, she was very nice to you, Theo.
I vaguely remember meeting her.
Okay, so ergo, that means Theo.
I won this round.
You won this round.
Yeah, but you guys are still equal because Matt had a point before.
So do we end with a tie or you want to pick someone?
I want to end with a tie because I want everyone to win.
She's Bernie Sanders. She's a Bernie supporter.
Yes, that's true. 100%. Bernie girl.
I knew it.
Yep.
All right. So it's a tie.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to us all.
To us all.
Yeah, to us all. That's
Madeline,
Bernie
thank
again.
Thank you so much
it.
For... Yeah. for
I'm a communist. What can I say?
Thank you for coming in. So this movie... So the next movie we can see you in, is it the Chain?
No. Or, well, no. Depending on... I think... No, Paint. It'll be Painkillers. I got the one...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
What can people check out? I'm saying...
So... because I don't know what that one will be called and who knows if this one will still retain the same name, but as it is now, the next movie I'll be in will be this movie called The Chain, and then upcoming will be Painkillers, I think. I mean, hopefully the deal is closed now so that I can say that. Wouldn't that be horrible? It's like your friend is like, hey, will you cast her in a movie? And I think I'm cast in the movie, but then I go home and I look at the emails and it's like just
this.
Kidding. So yeah, and then also I'm really excited to eventually show my short film.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. What's the expected TB?
Well, I submitted it to a film festival and it will be all done by September. And I'm going to do like a screening / birthday. And
when's your birthday?
September 16th.
Mine's September 10th.
Wow. Oh, Virgo.
Yeah.
I love Virgos. Well, it's tough being us though.
It is. Well, I know it's tough being me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough being around you.
No, Virgos are
funny.
Virgos are the best.
We're the best. Oh, I actually have a good idea of what I'm doing for my birthday this year. We'll talk about it on
here.
So, okay, so we'll look out for your short film. Does it have a title?
Yeah, it's called Warm Human Magic.
Okay, Warm Human Magic. And it's always a delight to see you.
You too, Matt.
Thank you for coming in. And
yeah, you're charming. Thank you very much. I think you have the best of your careers ahead of you. Whatever you want is going to happen, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Thanks, Theo.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Madeline.
And everybody, thanks for listening again, and we'll see you next time.